When I was 6 or 7, my grandfather said to me,
David, if you ever see a man wearing new shoes, follow him, for he is a wise man.
I resolved never to forget his words. A couple of years later, I saw a middle-aged man walk by me. He had gray streaks in his hair, was wearing a dark suit and tie, and brand new shiny black imported shoes. I had never seen such beautiful shoes in my whole life. Remembering what my grandfather had told me, I followed him. After about 2 blocks, he walked into an alley. I followed a safe distance behind. The man stopped. I stopped, pressed tightly against the backyard fence. The man with the magnificent new shoes then urinated into a garbage can. At that moment, not only did I realize that not everything my grandfather told me was true, but a cynic was born.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Brenner.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. You know, originally I'm from Philadelphia, you know that. I was born and raised in Philly and moved there. Oh, you some people from Philly? Oh, yeah? Oh, a bunch of you. How you doing? Your plane crash? What the hell are you doing here? What section you from?
Northeast.
Oh yeah, we're in the Northeast. You're kidding. You steal my bike, you bitch? I still have your hubcaps. Yeah, I'm from 4th and Dickinson, around the corner from Mount Sinai Hospital. Remember that place? Raunchiest hospital in America. No one ever came out of there. Even visitors, they went in. Yeah, I lived at 4th, next to the Lamorgia brothers. Oh my God, the Lamorgia brothers. God, my toughest family in South Philadelphia. My father moved next door to them. I was afraid of their porch. You would be too. How would you like to live next door to 9 brothers? 9 Lamorgia brothers. They were 3 months apart. And one sister. Wait a minute. Let's not forget Teresa. Teresa Lamorgia. Teresa Lamorgia. Every day, Teresa Lamorgia had to brush her hair 100 times. Every day, 100 times. Then she'd do the other leg. She was cute, actually. She was cute. The boys were ugly. God, I've never seen kids this ugly. That's why they were mean. I'm sure there's a correlation there between being ugly and being mean. Now, these were the ugliest 9 kids you ever saw in your life. At Halloween, the mother just put a rubber band from one ear to the other. Parents are old.